The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends. We've made it to Friday. It's January the 17th. I hope you've had a good week and looking forward to a wonderful weekend. I have Joan Stack with us today from the State Historical Society. Hello. As always, a pleasure to have you here and Happy New Year. Is 2014 going well for you so far?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah.
Man. Avoid the snowstorms.
We've had a January. Yeah. You know, it's so cold in December and then first part of January, so cold. Hopefully we got all that behind us soon. But you've got something pretty exciting that you're excited about. You want to tell us?
Yeah, we have had an exhibit up for a while of portraits of Native Americans that were actually done by a man who was a diplomat who traveled with the diplomats throughout the United States.
And he was a Native American?
Well, no, he was not. He was a European American, and he traveled with the government in the 1820s doing portraits of the Native American leaders. And it's a wonderful collection. The artist is James Otto Lewis. We have the original lithographs that were produced in the 1830s after his drawings that he did in the 1820s.
Now, how long have you had those?
Well, we've had these for a long time. These were collected by the State Historical Society of Missouri in the early part of the 20th century, but they haven't been displayed for a while. So we have a display right now of almost all of them. We couldn't quite fit every single one into our exhibit, but there's over 50 of them of these portraits of Native Americans and the original drawings for these lithos, which are each hand painted, because this is how they reproduced things in the 1830s. They couldn't put color in.
Right,
so they would
right.
do a lithograph, and then an artist would come in and hand paint these things. So they're very, very beautiful original works of art from this period. But the thing that's most intriguing about them is that they were based on encounters with these people that have now, many of these tribes have been virtually extinguished. Some of them survive, but it's a record of that relationship that the European Americans had with the Native Americans. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do a walkthrough tour of the exhibit on Saturday, February 1st.
So, which means when you say a walkthrough tour, you will be stopping and explaining each particular piece of artwork.
Well, we've got over 50, so I'm not sure I can do all of them. But I will be talking about a number of them in a little more detail. We'll be talking about the costumes that we see. We'll talk about elements of diplomacy that you can actually see in the portraits. For example, many of the Native Americans wear peace medals. And we actually have a...
They wear what?
Peace medals.
What are peace medals?
Peace medals are very interesting. They were items that were given to the Native Americans as diplomatic gifts. And they date all the way back to the founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson sent peace medals with Lewis and Clark as they explored the West. But these images are probably peace medals of John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson in that period. And we actually have a restrike of a peace medal of President John Tyler. So people will get a chance to see what these medals look like. They were very much like a large coin or an Olympic medal that was worn around the neck.
Can I back up just
yes.
1 minute? You said we have a restrike.
A restrike. That means that the original it's made from the original mold, but it was not made in the 19th century. It was made in the mid-20th century.
But it is an exact replica.
Replica,
so that's
yeah.
what a restrike is.
That's right.
And you have one.
We have one of those on display. So you can get an idea of the size of these things and what they look like. So the restrike that we have is a profile bust portrait of the president. And that's what most of these images show. So these would be given to the Native Americans, and then they would wear them around their neck. Now, the question is, what did they mean? I think the American government thought that meant if you accepted the peace medal, you accepted the Americans' terms and treaties, et cetera. I'm not sure the Native Americans always thought that that's what they meant. They thought they were representations of honoring the guests, but it didn't necessarily mean you accepted everything they said. But it's interesting how many of these portraits show the Native Americans wearing the peace medals, mm-hmm. which are tokens of this diplomatic relationship. So we'll talk about how these artworks function in a way as a diplomatic tool.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And the two terms that you've used today, I had no idea what they meant. I'm glad you clarified.
Oh, yes. Well, the peace medals are very interesting because, you know, the things we still do these sorts of wearing, displaying medals. You know, you think about the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Right.
And these are all related to this tradition of wearing a medal as a sign of an honor or some sort of diplomatic relationship. Even the Olympic medals that are given at the Olympic Games have this this long history and tradition.
Do you have any of the original medals?
We don't. Those are very valuable.
But they do exist.
Oh, yes. And sometimes there's some interesting things that happen, like a collection has one of these, and then the Native Americans realize that it was one that was given to them, and those medals are given back to the tribes.
And rightly so.
Rightly so. So it's a very interesting phenomenon, I think.
How long will the walkthrough take? It's
they usually take about an hour. It will start at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon, February 1st, at the State Historical Society of Missouri, and I'll remind people where that is. That's in Ellis Library on the ground floor in the East Wing. Mm-hmm. We have entrances on Lowry Mall and Hitt Street. The corridor gallery is, you walk straight into it from the Lowry Mall entrance. So it'll be right there when you walk in. We will have some refreshments for people to enjoy before and after the walkthrough, some light refreshments, cookies, cheese, that sort of thing.
Should people call ahead to make reservations?
Oh, no. It's going to be a walk-in thing. So I'm expecting that we'll have a decent crowd, but it won't be so many people that we can't function. So
right.
There's no need to.
So it will be starting at 1 o'clock?
1:30.
Until?
Probably 2:30-ish.
Okay.
You know, and if people stand around and want to ask questions or have refreshments, that's fine.
But everybody goes at the same time. So if somebody gets there past the time you've started,
you can just join in the tour. And if you have any specific questions afterwards. And the great thing about the walkthroughs is it's much more informal. People can ask questions as we go along. We can discuss what we're seeing. People can contribute their knowledge. I mean, there's some people that have knowledge that I don't have. So I welcome
you're pretty
knowledgeable.
You're pretty knowledgeable. Joan Stack, thank you so much for coming by. State Historical Society, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Mark
so
it on
much.
Your calendar. It's Saturday.
Saturday, February 1st, 1:30.
About 2 weeks from now.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Salvation Army and Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Fellings from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifon O'Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to listen to this or watch it again, KBIA.org. See you tomorrow.